Thank you so much. Right now it's time, of course, for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lauren Castelli calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
You sound great. You sound very excited.
I am so excited to play. I can't wait.
When I think of Texans, I think of them as being more laconic.
I'm actually not a native.
No,
so.
Really?
No.
Welcome to the show, Lauren. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lauren's topic?
Castle. Carl Castle.
This week, we read about an international crime that had Carl asking for his morning coffee shaken, not stirred. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about dastardly deeds being done by border-hopping ne'er-do-wells. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Bring it, panel.
Okay. Whoa, she's ready, baby. First up, let's hear from Paul Prevenza.
An international ring of high-tech hijackers diverted a shipment of presidential gold coins headed for distribution from the Franklin Mint in Pennsylvania. Hacking into the shipping company's computer, the coins were sent instead to Switzerland, where the thieves intended to melt them down and sell the gold on the black market there. The gold coins that arrived, however, were not from the Franklin Mint in Pennsylvania. They were from Hershey's, Pennsylvania. They were Hanukkah gelt. Chocolate coins wrapped in gold-colored foil for the holidays. Oi, said one Interpol agent. Their heads must have been spinning like dreidels. I keep imagining them trying to unload 10,000 pounds of chocolate in Switzerland.
An international gang of thieves ends up with gold chocolate coins rather than the real thing. Your next story of global intrigue comes from Paula Poundstone.
Police have uncovered what they are calling the Abominable Snowman Gang, a lucrative international gang of freezer truckers, snowplow operators, and ice cream trucks that are employed by businesses to do snow hits on their own businesses for insurance fraud. When Jouret, France, woke up to 4 inches of snow, popular downtown restaurant Francois Chez Fromage was covered in about 4 feet of the white stuff, resulting in thousands of dollars of damage. Similar reports from Italy, Germany, and Belgium received extensive coverage on the European equivalent of the Weather Channel, but when the unusual weather pattern struck a restaurant in Estoril, Portugal, law enforcement took an interest.
Smugglers of snow to create damage for insurance fraud in Europe. And your last story of an international crime comes from Kiri O'Connor.
International crime makes you think of Jason Bourne, casinos, wild, gorgeous women, and left shoes, right? Sure, if you're in Sweden, where international shoe theft is not unusual. Take Saturday, when two men stole 7 display shoes from a store in Malmo, all lefties. Their genius plan was to cross a river bridge into Copenhagen, Denmark, where a store display featured only right shoes, and they could steal the mates. Alas, the Swedish police caught the guys. We'd like to think they were easy to apprehend, hopping across the border bridge on 1 foot.
So, here are your stories from Paul Prevenza. A gang of thieves thought they were stealing gold coins, got chocolate instead. From Paula Poundstone, a gang that would smuggle snow from one country to another to create insurance fraud. Or from Kiri O'Connor, a group of thieves who stole only left shoes. Which of these was the real story of international crime in the news this week?
Oh, gosh. You know, over the past 2 months, I've listened to 3 years' worth of archived episodes online.
You poor woman.
Thinking that maybe that would help me if I ever got on the show. And I'm afraid it hasn't.
Okay. Did it hurt you in any way?
There are long-range damages.
Yeah.
Gosh. I don't think anyone buys those presidential gold coins, so okay. I doubt they've even made any.
Brutal.
I really think it's got to be... I think it's the shoe thieves.
You think it's the shoe thieves, the thieves who stole only left shoes, hoping to get the right shoes across the border?
I think so, yeah.
All right, that's your choice. It was Kiri's story. Well, we talked to a journalist who covered this crime.
Apparently, this is not all that uncommon. The thieves can target the one set of stores where the left shoe is displayed and then find other stores where the right shoe is displayed.
That was David Landis. He's a journalist for Stockholm-based newspaper The Local. He covered the shoe theft story. Congratulations, Lauren. You got it right. Well done.
Oh, I am thrilled.
As well you should be. You're into point for Kiri, but mainly you have won our prize, Carl's Voice, on your home answering machine.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you're even more excited than you were when you joined us.
Indeed.
Thank you for playing with us today.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
It's been a thrill.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
He's a dancing fool.
He got two left feet.
Oh, he thinks he's cool.
He got two left feet.
He got two left shoes.
He got two left feet.